Welcome back. We're up to Perek Chav Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 24, Mishnah 1 of Masechah Shabbos. Misha Hichshech Baderech, a person who is on the road and it's getting dark outside and it's Friday night and he realizes that he's not going to get to the town before Shabbos begins. Nosein Kisoy Lanachri, he can give his purse, his wallet to a non-Jewish person to carry into the town for him. And normally we don't allow such a thing, but here the rabbis were very Meikel. If he doesn't have a non-Jewish person with him, he can put the wallet on the donkey. Right, you leave the wallet in the car. And normally this would be something that would be prohibited. But nonetheless, as long as the traveler is basically careful to load and unload the animal while it's still walking, this would avoid any sort of prohibition on a de'oraisa on a Torah level, then he would be good to go. Higia lechatzer hachitzona, when he reaches the outermost courtyard of the city and he begins to unload his donkey, right? So this guy basically got to the city with his loaded donkey just as Shabbos begun. So when he reaches the outermost courtyard of the city and he begins to unload his donkey, and now it's Shabbos, no telas akilim hanitalan b'Shabbos, he can take off any utensils that may normally be moved on Shabbos, meaning things that are not muktzah, v'she'ena nitalan b'Shabbos, but things that are muktzah and cannot be moved on Shabbos, he can't move by hand. What does he do? He just unties the ropes that attach them to the saddle and they fall down on their own, and that is how he can do it on Shabbos. And then that would be something specifically that is not normally used on Shabbos. Matirin piki'e amir lifnei behema. So Mishnah Bey says, we can untie bundles of straw that are tied at both ends for an animal to eat, right? An animal can't eat the straw while it is tied at both of the ends, so one can therefore untie these things on Shabbos to make them edible. But scattering the straw after you would untie it so that it, you know, creates a beautiful smell for the animals who, you know, they'll know the food is there, this you cannot do because it's not absolutely necessary. Mefas Pesim esakifen, and moreover, says the Mishnah, that we can untie and even scatter soft cedar branches for an animal to eat, because the animal will not eat them unless they are scattered so that it can smell them. So you need to scatter them. Avalo es hazirin, but you can't scatter triply bound bundles of straw, meaning bundles of straw that are tied at both ends and in the middle for an animal. You can't scatter that, because when the straw is tied in three places and then it's very tightly packaged together, it becomes unappetizing and the animal won't eat it. But once it is untied, the animal will eat it. And it's unnecessary to scatter it all over the place to spread the smell. And so you can't go to all this extra effort. Ein meraskin lo asashachas v'lo asacharuvin lifnei behima. You can't shred fodder or you can't shred soft carobs for an animal, because these things are considered tender enough to be edible without being shredded. So even though shredding would make them easier for the animals to eat, since it's not necessary, so you don't do this preparation on Shabbos because it's unnecessary effort. Bein dako bein gasa, and this is true whether the animal is a small animal or a large animal. They are both able to eat fodder or carobs, even if they're not shredded. But Rabbi Yehuda matir becharuvin ledaka, but Rabbi Yehuda allows one to shred the carrots for a small animal, because seemingly it would need them, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.